Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this. Skip, 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 and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child, as well as other children in the community, get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff that we did not get to during the course of the show today. It's good to be back. I'm sorry I was gone for a little bit. And we've got more like time coming up, like 4th of July and things like that. We'll be updating you on some time that we're going to be out. But man, thank you for listening. Thank you for missing the show. People are so kind. I went on my 29th anniversary. Did a quick little
congrats.
Trip. That's a long time.
You got to do something big next year.
I do know that. Yeah, like this year, we didn't go like super big. We just did like a quick 3-day trip and then kind of like do some antiquing and went to a zoo and things like that. They're really just chill and things that we like. So it was fun. Mm-hmm. A great time. It was really good to get away. I came back like just after 3 days, like, oh man, I feel really recharged. And to do this, so it was really helpful. But like, yeah, like 29 years, like we went and did this glass, stained glass class, where we made two hearts. It's so cute. Two
was cute.
That. Yeah. Did you see that?
Totes
yeah.
Brushy.
Yeah. It was honestly, it was fun. Like I like making things, and then like, we'll always have like that memory and something that is a takeaway from it and stuff like that. And the guy that did the class, like did it really well. And I think that that's something that I want to try to do on like each of my trips, is to do some activity like that that's memorable. Like, we're supposed to travel with our friends to Utah in a few weeks, and Marty found it. It was a jewelry making class. Airbnb has started this thing. Like, when you go on a cruise, you have all these excursions you can pick from. Airbnb has started this thing where you book if you book through them, they start giving you these activities you can do. And so that's how I found the stained glass window thing. And so then there was a jewelry making class, and I'm in.
Amen.
And Marty's like, yeah, I'm in. And so then I'm like, Greg, my best friend who we're going to go with him and his wife, Molly. I'm like, Greg is never going to want to do this. So Greg, yeah, he's in.
He is.
Yeah. Molly, not in. What?
Like, come on, Molly.
Right. That's what I thought.
Why
too.
Does Greg want in?
What kind of jewelry can Greg make?
It's silver and like turquoise or whatever. Like, so
cool.
Yeah, so Greg was like, yeah, I'm in.
Is he going to wear it?
No, he'd probably make it for Molly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but
would he make some for you?
Maybe, yeah. Aww. We should make best friend bracelets.
Yes, yes, you really should. Oh, my goodness. I love this idea. Please do it.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Yes.
That'd be so good. But I was surprised Molly
when
didn't want to do
them,
it.
It makes like a little jingle or something.
Yes.
Greg or Bernie.
Molly.
Oh, so good. So then I'm like, well, there's also a pottery class. Would you do that? Like, because I wanted to do something all like together, like so that we have like a fun
memory
of it. You're
asking this to Greg?
No, of Molly.
Oh,
and
okay.
So I'm like, and she's like, yeah, I think. So like, she doesn't like to make a lot of stuff.
Oh.
And so I thought, well, okay, but maybe. So I think those things are great, though. Like, we had a good time, and I would do something like that again for sure.
I think that sounds like a lot of fun, especially if y'all are going to make friendship bracelets.
I know. So good.
Or
so
necklaces.
Good. We have something that we'll talk about on the show tomorrow. I'm going to do a Did I Miss Something on the show tomorrow. So if you listen to the regular podcast, you'll get that. But here's a little tip on it. So we had a fantastic 4 days. Like, fantastic. So good. And it was great to just kind of, life has been busy, and I have not been always as attentive as I, because I let work distract me and stuff. And so it was really good. I kind of shut that down, and I just spent time with Marty. It was great. Mm-hmm. Like, and focused on her. It was great. But, like, out of all of that, we have a running joke now of one thing, like, we got into, like, an argument over, and it wasn't, like, look at Betty, she's all like,
really?
Yes.
Tell me all about it.
It wasn't, like, a fight, because we don't fight. We get snippy with each other, and so we've been having this great time, but it's funny, because this is the one thing we keep bringing up is, like, a joke, but then I guess it's still not, it's resolved,
sounds
but not.
Like, it's not resolved
it,
at all.
Well, it is, but, so we'll do this segment on this the show, like, did I miss something on the show?
I'm pretty sure you did.
Tomorrow, but, like, yeah. So I, we're driving around. She is like you, Rock. When you get hungry, you need to be fed now. And like for her, she needs to be fed or she gets a headache and then it spirals. And so she had parameters of what was going to be acceptable for food. And which great. I appreciate. Yeah. Tell me something. So we're driving and it just hit her like that. She's like, I need to eat now. And I said, okay. Because I had tried to take her to two different places that we liked, but they were closed because COVID was different over there. And then one of them was attached to UT Knox and that was closed because of school. So like I was just like, I'm like, darn it. Oh, okay, well, I don't know. And so then when she's like, I need to eat now. I'm like, okay, fine. I said, just tell me what you want. She goes, well, I don't want anything I don't know. Like, I don't want to just go experiment with a restaurant. Just something I know. Like, okay, that's great. Just tell me what you want. Like, what do you like? I don't know. And I'm like, oh, just please, just give me some direction here. Whatever you want, because you're the one that has the parameters. And so then... She wasn't really telling me, and I just kept driving, and because I'm just driving in a direction, I'm like, I don't know what to do, and so finally, she gets frustrated that I'm just driving, and she's like, women would have pulled over and just figured it out. I'm like, well, women aren't driving right now, and I'm driving hopefully towards something that if you would just pull out that $1,000 directory that you have in your hand as a phone that has maps and type in a place you want to go, it can take us in the direction that I'm driving, and we can feed you. Woo! We can take care of this whole thing. Lickety split.
Help me. Help like, you.
That's it. See, Gavin gets it.
What did she say?
She was like, I can't think right now or whatever. And I'm like, she's like, you just decide. I'm like, you're the one with the problem. Like, you've got the headache. Like, I'm trying to help you. And so finally, I'm like, just put in Chick-fil-A. She's like, it's just going to take us back to the other one. I said, it will give you multiple options because there was one that was closed because of the school. And I'm like, put it in. This is the funny part. While I won't be able to tell this story in full length tomorrow on the show, but so I have since turned around and head back into town area at her behest, and then she puts in the other Chick-fil-A, and it was the direction I was going before I turned around, and we would close, so we backtracked again. Yeah, and so by the time we get to Chick-fil-A, and then we go to Chick-fil-A, and it's wrapped around the building again because it's noon at Chick-fil-A, like, I am so beyond frustrated at this point. Like, if you have parameters and problems, like, help me solve them. That's all I'm asking. I don't mind dropping everything to go feed you right now. It's great. Not a problem. But help be part of the solution, not the problem. You know?
Did you tell her that?
No! Gosh, no! Are you insane?
It was all going on in his head.
Yeah,
could say that after she ate.
After she ate, yeah, I was safe. Like, after
but
she ate.
But who's to say, yes, if I play devil's advocate,
please,
here, who's to say that she wanted to let you be the leader in the whole situation, but then it sounds like you tried two different places and both places were closed.
Right.
So she's trying to be patient. She's trying to be loving, but then she's thinking to herself, well, if he had looked ahead, he would have known. And then she's thinking, now the idea is planted in her head that she needs to eat.
Right.
So in a way, she was being loving and kind because she was being patient with you. Mm. And then... You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. It's errant. It has problems in it, but I know what you're saying, yeah.
Do you feel like, though, there are some times where maybe the tables have turned, where maybe you need something immediately, and she's like, well, if you just tell me what you need.
Yeah. I do try to, because I know how, this is a source of frustration for me.
Also, too, that she's a 9 and you're an 8.
Right.
There's something we could learn there.
I try to be very direct. Like, if there's something I need, like, or or if I truly don't care, I say, hey, whatever you want to do, that's fine. Like, I don't care, you know, and I mean it. Like, I won't, because, like, she doesn't mean that. I don't care, whatever you want to do, that's fine. All right, let's go to Bojangles. Oh, I don't like them. Oh, all right, well, let's go to Olive Garden. No, I had that last week.
Well, because you don't want to come across as difficult.
Yeah, but you are, you know?
It's hard to get around that.
Yeah, and so it was funny, though, because, again, like, we don't yell.
A little snippy.
Absolutely snippy, yeah. And we both get that way, and so, yeah, it's what it was. And so, I'll tell you a story about that. So we get snippy with each other, and then we go and we get her fed, and then we can't eat in the Chick-fil-A.
Why?
There's no one in the Chick-fil-A, so it's closed, like, to dining.
Oh,
so we get it through the drive-thru. We pull up into a spot just to eat, to feed her now in the shade. Mm-hmm. And then I look at the sign, and the sign says dining room open. I'm like, what in the world? And it turns out their dining room was open. There was just no one in it. I guess people didn't know that they could go in, like we didn't. And so then we sat in the car, which I hate sitting in the car and eating.
Why didn't you just
lunch.
Move in?
It was at that point we'd already been in it. Like, we already had the fries and the ketchup open.
Count the field.
Like, yeah, exactly. Just nothing I can do.
Yeah,
just do it.
Change it.
And then we had to sit there and calmly go, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, she was like, I'm sorry that I
she said it first?
She might have. I think she might have.
She definitely did then.
She was more in the wrong than I was on this one.
Was she?
Yeah, and she's not good at apologizing, honestly, full disclosure.
Probably because she doesn't have to do it that often.
Yeah, right? She's not. I'm good at it. I've a lot of practice. So then I said, I'm sorry that you frustrated me.
No.
And then I came back with a real apology.
What'd you apologize for?
That I was getting snippy with her and frustrated with her. Yeah. Like, I could have handled it better.
Sorry.
Because there was some silence, there was some pouting, there was some frustration
on your side or hers?
Oh, mine for sure. That was but it is funny because the rest of the day that became a running joke, you know, and it was fine, like it was solved, it was done. And then now it's funny because we had this great weekend, but that still is like the one of the memories. Aww. That I hate is one of the memories.
The highlights.
I remember the good stuff.
Yeah,
but that one bad thing.
Yeah. So that
the
was
the thing
kind
he
of it.
Talked the longest about his trip was
the problem. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I saw too that y'all were able to agree on breakfast. You both went to Krispy Kreme.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah, it was great. Like we went.
You
to,
two eat like teenagers.
Well,
like
Krispy Kreme.
Kids.
The other part of that story is I just posted that part, but the thing was we got extra donuts, and so that was dinner from the night before too.
Oh my goodness.
We had Krispy Kreme donuts for dinner, and then the next night we found
they
this
are college.
I know
kids.
We found
that's
this
amazing.
Crepe place, and we had strawberries and creams crepes for dinner. Like, it was so great. Like,
you guys are actually doing adulting, right?
Yeah.
To be honest, when you just get to eat what you want to eat, and you're actually choosing stuff that's delicious.
That's what I told the lady at the crepe place. She's like, "How can we help you?" I said, "Man, I'm on the fence. Like, I don't know what I want to get because you guys got like some good like savory crepes, like dinner crepes, but then that dessert crepe looks good." And I go, "You know what? I'm an adult. Give me the dessert crepe for dinner, please. That's what I'll take. I can do whatever I want." And the lady just thought that was so funny. She was like, "That's good. Good for you."
Son.
Speaking of snip, 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 Zach was. Gavin was referencing Michael W. Smith talking the other day on the show, going snip, 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 about me getting cut out of the Jesus music movie, and I got confirmation over the weekend that I was officially cut out. And honestly, full disclosure, I wasn't needed in that movie. Like, I was not. They had so many
good
artists.
Were
they
doing you a favor?
No, they just didn't need me. Yeah, I mean, they
did
probably
you tell them that they didn't need you.
Yeah, I did actually.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I told him at the time that they interviewed me.
So you're actually turning down deals.
Yes, yes. No, I told him, I said, I don't, you guys, I mean, you got so many people, you don't need me for this, but I'm happy to be part of it. If you want my opinion, I'll always give you my opinion. And it's this great documentary on the Christian music from the beginning of it till current. And they have, but they got so many artists because they weren't sure who they were going to be able to get, I think, when they were talking to me too. And so they didn't know if they were going to need to pad. And it turns out they got enough for three movies, you know. Nice. But so good. But Michael W. Smith, that's how I found out I got cut out of the movie because he's an executive producer. And he's like, snip, snip, snip. But then he tried to be nice, like, "Oh no, there's a chance." Like, no,
there's room for a sequel.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so, do you think that went down the chain, and it spread, and they were like, oh, we don't want Wally to have a little hissy fit.
Oh, no.
So let's explain him. Let's get it back in.
No, no, no. I'm not back in.
Oh, you're not?
No. I went to, the Irwin brothers, who did I Can Only Imagine, are doing this movie, the Jesus music. And they're also doing a movie with Lionsgate. It's like a Blind Side kind of thing. It's a faith-based movie, but it's not like really overt. So it's about Kurt Warner, the quarterback for the Rams, his faith story. And so they had called me and asked me, hey, would you like to audition for this part? It's just a voiceover of a radio sports guy. And I said, yeah, sure, that'd be great. And so I didn't hear anything from him for a while. So I texted Andy back, and I said, hey, dude, just circling back to you if you want to do this, or did you go a different direction? Oh, no, in the coming weeks, I'll hit you up and we'll do something. So great. And so Saturday night, I just get back from our trip to Knoxville with my wife for our anniversary. I get a call, and we have dinner planned for this night with friends, too, to go to a movie and dinner. And I get a call that goes from Andy, goes, hey, man, I would love to have you come in and read for this sportscaster thing. And at super short notice, like, could you come now? And I'm like, oh, okay. And so I'm like 20 minutes away. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And my wife's cool. I'm like, babe, I can't make dinner tonight. I said, I'll make the movie, but I can't make dinner. And she's like, oh, yeah, go. So I go. And then because they produced that Jesus movie thing. So I was telling him the story about Michael letting me know that I got cut out. And he's like, Andy's great because he's so direct about it. He's like, yeah, man, I'm sorry. It's just, and I get it. That's the business. I wasn't mad or offended or anything. And I was like, dude, I agree. You don't need me in that thing. I'm ancillary to that. And so he was so cool. But so then I do this sportcaster part where there wasn't like these lines are like, hey, here's the scenario. What would you say in this, you know, knowing the backstory, and how would you be a radio guy in this? And so I just started riffing off of stuff and just kind of doing it. And they're like, oh, this is great, blah, 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 blah. And so then we finish, and then I'm like, okay, now is this I'm getting cut out of the movie great, or is this going to make it in great? You know, like, hey, buddy, yeah, great. And so he's like, no, I think it's really good. So I'm like, okay, cool. And then I got the text yesterday that they had edited all my stuff together.
Nice.
To see how it would work, put it to the movie. Mm-hmm. And he goes, dude, it's fantastic. You live in the movie. You're in. I'm like, yeah!
So put that down,
yeah,
as another movie.
He's got credit. Lines this time.
Yeah, I had lines last time.
Yeah, I forgot.
And then he said they might bring me back in to add some extra stuff to it to tell a little tiny story arc in this. And I said, okay, so wait, now maybe the story is about the radio guy who didn't believe.
They're not gonna blow it.
Yeah,
he
didn't believe in Kurt Warner. So it's less about Kurt Warner and more about this guy. I love where you're going with this.
So, and they're regretting their whole decision.
Absolutely, yeah. So no, it was actually really cool. It was fun to get to do, and so now, yeah, I got another one in there. And again, I want to be his Ron Howard's ugly brother that gets into all of his movies. That's my goal. That's my goal for Andy Irwin, for the Irwin brothers.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a busy weekend. But good.
Sounds like
all good. It's good to be back. And everybody came back, and you guys seem to be a little bit recharged as well. Like, Rock, you especially.
Yeah.
No, don't take it wrong. Please don't take that wrong. Please don't take that wrong.
That was perfect.
I know. This
Did
isn't,
you hear it, Gavin?
No, this isn't put your face on. This isn't anything like that. That was like, we get
you
burnt.
You seem better.
Yes.
Especially.
Yes, we get burnt. Well, Gavin's so even keeled all the time. Like, but you.
Oh,
you,
and I'm not?
Oh, gosh. No. No, you get burnt out, and you are more. More overt, or you're more
overt.
No, not overt. You're more honest about your feelings. How about
Am
that?
Am I?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I can't be.
No, you can be 100%. Hmm. Yeah. So anyway, but you came in, and I was like, oh, good. She got some vape. Look, I was burnt. Like, and I came back in. I was burnt, and like I came back in. I felt good. I'm like, oh, this feels good again. Mm-hmm. I couldn't wait to get back here and do this. So it's good. It's good to see you. It's good to see you in a happy place and good. Like, I don't know.
I think you enjoy making him feel like he needs to just apologize
for everything. Yeah. You and my wife, do you guys take notes? Like, do you guys conspire?
I'm trying to learn from Marty because she's been with you for 29 years. And it's like, how does she do it? Because you speak from the cuff.
You've been with me for half that time.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
That kind of makes me sick to my stomach. but she's definitely got a way with you, and I need to learn from her
Yeah.
how she can make you apologize for
Yeah.
things.
Thank you.
Yeah. But no, you seemed like you got some good rest. How about that?
So I didn't look like I had gotten enough rest.
For the love of. Oh, no. All right. I'm just going to move it.
Wow.
Just going to move off of this while we're here.
Do you want to do my story?
I would love to do your story. What do you got?
Okay. Mine is about Britney Spears. You may have heard about this whole thing. I watched the documentary about Free Britney, hashtag Free Britney.
Yes.
And it's all about her conservatorship. So when she was in her late 20s, early 30s, she started showing signs of burnout.
Yeah. Yeah. And then somebody in her life did not have the strength to say, you look great today and it seems like you're doing all right. They didn't care enough.
Anyway.
And that's where she's got a conservatorship.
So she got a conservatorship, which means no matter the fact that she is over the age of 18, her parents or whoever is her conservator has to look out for her.
She was making some bad decisions at the time.
Yeah, she was. But I mean, yeah. And also she's in the limelight. Right. So, you know, the tabloids are going to feed off of that. And so it comes from a good place. It's wanting someone who is in a better mental state to make decisions for her.
Right.
So at the time, she may have needed this conservatorship.
Right.
Well, now it's been years and she's still on it. And we're finding out after the documentary came out, people started the documentary because if you look at her Instagram, she posts all these odd videos and these odd pictures, and people were starting to read into it like something's wrong. She's trying to ask for help without saying she needs help.
Right.
And so she claimed after that documentary, everything's fine. Well, a couple months later, now she's at a hearing in court to see if she can get her conservatorship negated, like just done.
And where none of us know what was all going on with her, like the people closest to her, you hope they actually had her best interest at heart. But at some point in time, especially in Hollywood with that many millions of dollars on the line, it can be abused, you know? And
right.
So you hope that there would be a place for this to grow. Like, yeah, maybe I was in a bad place back here and mm-hmm. I needed this, but that doesn't mean you should have a life sentence of that. If you have moved on past that and you've gotten healthier or whatever.
Right. Exactly. Know. And she made it sound like, I listened to a little bit of her testimony, but she made it sound like she's pretty much a slave. So her dad is her conservator.
Right.
And she is telling stories about how she was made to do these certain shows, made to go to these certain mental health classes that she felt like she didn't need. She was told to do things that she didn't feel like she needed to. So she's asking if this whole conservatorship can just be canceled, because she even said if she could, she'd like to sue her whole family.
Wow.
Which is crazy and
that's
sad
yeah.
at the same time. But to think that she's saying her family did nothing for her, didn't look out for her well-being, actually used her to make more money.
Sure.
And she wants the conservatorship over with.
Yeah, I think that she should have the legal recourse to do it. Because again, we don't know, none of us know the ins and outs of that. And like when you look at somebody else's family, it's easy to go, oh, well, pass judgment because you see one side of it, but you don't see what that kid has put you through kind of thing. Kind of like the Kirk Franklin thing. Remember when Kirk Franklin recently, gospel legend Kirk Franklin went off on his son and said some, what from the outside are some horrible choices of analogies or verbiage, mm-hmm. you know, but then you don't know the 30 years that kid put him through and the kid's not in a good place and he does worry about him. Mm-hmm. And so it's really hard from the outside to do that. So you hope that, I'm glad she gets her day in court. You know, if nothing else, that maybe that can be a place where all of this stuff gets brought up. And then somebody who truly is looking out for her best interest and doesn't have a vested interest in it can actually make a sound decision that can be good for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, it'd be good for her to see some of her, get her life back if she's healthy enough.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, when you hear her talk, though, still, it's like you're talking to 17-year-old Brittany.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's kind of
odd. I didn't realize that she still sounded like me.
Yeah.
She's just like a little
yeah, it still sounds like a 17-year-old girl. Yeah.
is she in her 40s now?
No, she's 39.
Is she really? Okay.
So she's close.
I actually thought she was older than that. Speaking of things like that.
Something wasn't right.
I went and saw In the Heights.
In the
Lin-Manuel Miranda
Heights. I didn't know he had produced it.
Yeah, he
that
wrote
was his
it.
Original oh, like it. Broadway breakout. Yeah. I believe.
And he wrote mm-hmm. it, and I think he starred in it too. And so like he that was what mapped him, and then he did Hamilton. But what's really funny is Hamilton. So much of the music from Hamilton, in the riffs, in the cadence, in the melody, in the notes, all of it is from In the Heights. Like it's real similar, mm-hmm. The way because it's him. It's how he writes and it's how he processes.
It's not, you probably never heard of mine. Yeah, it's like very, the cadence is like super similar.
Yeah, my quick one-line assessment of this movie is it's High School Musical for adults.
He's like, totally right.
It really is what it feels like. Everything turns into a song, and there's problems that you're really like, I don't really care about this problem, and the twist at the end is mediocre, you know, I'm like, okay.
My favorite part of the movie, personally, is that I love his name. Because his name is Usnavi, and I love that it was because the dad, like when he had first come to America, like was like saw a boat. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm gonna name my son after that boat, and the boat was a U.S. Navy boat.
So Usnavi.
Usnavi.
Yeah.
I just thought that was funny.
Yeah. So yeah, like I mean, it's whatever. I mean, yeah, it was all right, but
that's our recommendation.
Yeah. Not a glowing recommendation.
Two and a half stars.
My wife is talking about A-list again, like going in and doing A-list and going out to see more movies. I'm like, yeah.
Well, I went and recently saw Cruella.
Oh, yeah. You liked it, right?
I thought it was good, but once was enough for me. Yeah. And it was over 2 hours long. And to me, you could have cut out 45 minutes of it at least.
That's the movie that you, because I was thinking, I'm like, I talked to somebody about a movie, and this is, I remember you saying that. And I was thinking that was In the Heights. And because In the Heights was the same thing, it was way too long. Like it did not need, it could have been
it could have been a short.
It could have been a 15 minute film and been better. But yeah, so Cruella was a little bit long, but overall, you liked it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I still want to see that, mm-hmm. and I want to see. I shoot me now, but I want to see. Don't really. I want to see Fast and Furious 9.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah, I do. Don't look at Betty. Don't do
this
that to yourself.
This is the reason that they keep making more of them.
But I've read that it's
you.
Great. I've read that it's just that's nonstop, how they get you in. Unnecessary action, and that's what we as men want.
And I like some of the graphics I've seen and stuff on it and stuff.
You
like
would.
It looks good. Yeah. And so I was like, all right, that looks good.
John Cena is in it.
Oh, I just got a text.
I'm going to go see Quiet Place 2.
You got to let me know how that is. I really want to
see that. I'm super excited about it because I liked the first one.
I want to know how it will do because the first one was really innovative in film. Mm-hmm. And so in my mind, like stuff like that, whenever it's like new and unique, the second one's never as good to me. So I'm curious.
Right.
If you like it as much.
I liked the movie, but I'm also going to see John Krasinski.
Oh, yeah. The beard was a vast improvement on Jim Halpert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, man, he got jacked and like.
Yeah, he did.
And I didn't think he was going to be good in that 13 Hours movie or whatever.
I never saw that. But
me neither.
But I wanted to see it because of him.
He's so good in it. Like, you should see it. If you like John Krasinski, you should see that. Sorry, I'm dealing with like some texts about something I wanted to talk about. Matthew West had done that song Modest is Hottest. Mm-hmm. You remember that? And I had heard Betty had a friend that said he pulled down the video.
Mm-hmm.
And so
due to some comments of people that were offended by.
Yeah. And so I didn't know the whole thing of why they were offended. I just know that every day people wake up and want to be offended. And then they get really bold online and they say horrible mm-hmm. things. And so I was texting him. I said, hey, man, I heard you pull down that video. I'm sorry about that. You know,
Before you say anything, is this something that he's okay with you talking about right now?
I'm not sure, but he didn't say no. But I'm not going to go into all the details. But anyway, but like he had just, like, I was going to say, hey, do you want to come on the show and talk about it? Because mm-hmm. I'd be really curious, like, give you the outlet. Because I'm sure he's not going to do it in his podcast, you know, because he works under a different set of parameters than we do. Like, his job isn't necessarily to say what everyone is thinking or to argue mm-hmm. things. Mine is, you know. And so that's why we would do it. But he said, it was a hard week for the Matthew West family. And because his kids were in it and his wife was in it. And so you know how people can be. And I was just telling him, like, I get it, man. People can be horrible online. And it stinks. You and I are used to it. And I hate that this is something that your family got drug into. And he's mm-hmm. like, that's hard.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, reaction videos on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Kind of.
Oh, geez. Yeah, and so he said, I pulled it down to protect them. And so I totally get that. Yeah. I mean, it stinks that that's what you have to over something that you're doing that's funny, you know, and not bad or controversial, but people make it that.
I'm sure that his, I'm sure he went through that whole process and had his daughter's approval
yes!
to post it too. I assume he didn't go through the process when they were like, Dad, I don't know about this. He's like, yeah. I don't know. It's funny. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because I believe that Matthew West is a great guy. So, oh, yeah. What are you?
I don't know.
What are you?
I'm sure he did that, but I was just thinking back to a time when I was putting my daughter's hand in a garbage disposal for a bit and like, and she was like not wanting to do it. And
understandably.
I'm like, and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, honey, come on, man. I just need
Why
this for the
you
bit.
Do it?
Well, I would have. I showed her. I put my hand in there. I took the circuit breaker out. I unplugged it. Like, it was not going to hurt her. Oh. This was in mainstream radio. I just needed it. I needed a video for
when
the
thing.
When
she was a baby.
Like, oh, yeah, she was like five. Yes. Oh, and I'm like, goodness. And I was getting frustrated. I'm like, just put your hand in there. It's not going to hurt you. So, yeah, so I could see Matthew saying it's fine.
Matthew might
and
getting, be a better person.
Yeah, getting, like, approval and sign off. And me, I'm just like, just please.
Put your
and
hand
then,
in the
and then I look at my wife. I'm like, honey, I just need to get this done. Would you please convince her? And she's like, what is wrong with you?
Do you see something wrong with that situation?
That was like 15 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 20 maybe.
You'd still do it.
Yeah, yeah. If I knew it wasn't going to hurt her, like I'm not going to ever put her in a place where she would get hurt, ever, never, ever.
You say that.
I do mean that.
And I do know that you mean
yeah.
it. But I also know that you do things and they still happen.
Accidentally.
See, but that's the thing. They don't have to happen accidentally. It's almost like the people around you feel like they have to watch out for themselves around you
sure.
because you won't watch out for them.
I
because
try to.
You, the you try. Okay. That's definitely what someone wants to hear when they have their hand in a disposal.
I remember one time, like Betty Rock, I wanted to do this thing with her where I like lifted her up for something. Because our relationship used to be way more comedically physical, where I would pick her up and throw her places, put her in trash cans or whatever.
Hilarious.
And so this one time I'm like, please, would you just, like I just want to pick you up by your foot, like some ice skating thing or something. And she's fighting me
Sounds
on it,
dangerous.
Fighting me on it. And I'm like, would you just please, come on. And so I'm like, just try it. So we go to try it and I almost dump her on her head. And then she got so mad. She's like, this is what I'm talking about.
See?
You push and push and push.
See?
Yeah, I know. And then someone's going to get hurt. And then I'm like, yeah. And,
so
and
it's
totally
yeah.
me. So yes, I'm to your point, I'm saying I get how people feel they need to protect themselves around.
But yet you still get mad at them for wanting
no,
to protect themselves.
I'm fine, I'm not mad. It's
yes, good. You are. You said you raising got aggravated. You raised your voice. That's yeah. what you said.
Yeah, it's fine. Everything's good. But I forget about it and I move on.
Well, and they
well
should
just because
too.
You do doesn't mean they do.
Well, that's their problem then. I can't
too?
Make you feel mad. I can't make you feel sad. I can't make
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm going to keep that in mind. When you're angry at me about something, I'll be like, well, I can't make you mad, so yeah. I don't know what
you're
your
making yourself
is.
Mad.
My fault.
You know what? Let's do some birthdays here real quick. Before we get to yours, Rock, I have one that was emailed to me, and this is from our good friend Autumn. She says, hey, man, it's Autumn. My birthday is the 28th, which is today. I'm turning 21,
oh,
and
nice.
I would love for you guys to sing me the birthday song, and I can do that. So happy birthday to both of you. There you go.
That means she was born in 2000, right?
Oh
yeah.
My goodness.
Oh yeah.
So she never has to figure out her age.
That's so easy.
That
to
is
remember.
Easy. Wow, what a gift. So there you go, birthday song and all. Happy birthday, 21st birthday, Autumn. What do you got, Rock?
So Zachary wants to wish his mom, Jessica, a happy birthday, saying, bestest mom to me that I've ever known.
Nice. Well, holy mom.
Good yeah. good choice.
Kaylee to mom, Lane, happy birthday, saying she's a wonderful mom and dedicated robotics coach.
Nice.
Jaden wants to wish her sister, Lauren, her happy 14th birthday, said she is my favorite person in the whole world, and she always makes me laugh.
Oh, that's cool.
So sweet.
I like when siblings get along, because it's stereotypical. Well, we fight, blah, blah, blah. But mm-hmm. I like the ones that are like, no, we actually like each other.
Yeah.
We get along.
If you could trade your Enneagram with another
good.
Type,
oh,
which would
really
you choose?
Good. Oh, that's awesome.
So in reference, Wally is an 8, I'm a 9, Gavin they? Is a 6.
What would I want to be? Okay, I would not want to be a 9 because they hold things in and they're too busy trying to please everybody. I would not want to be a 2 because they feel everybody's pain. I wouldn't want to be a 3, 4, 5. 6 is the worst. 1 is a perfectionist. I kind of have those tendencies. I would go with 7. If I could trade for anything, it'd be a 7. Because the 7's like the life of the party.
I think you have a wing 7.
You think I'm a wing 7?
Because you can have wings in your Enneagram. So you would either have a wing 9 or a wing 7. And I think you go for a wing 7.
Yeah, because they're the life of the party, want to have fun and stuff. But I am more logical and like I am more planned too than like some 7s and stuff. So yeah, it's I think I split my 7 and 9 wing. Because I also, believe it or not, like I don't like discourse in my life, especially like with you guys and people that I'm really close to. I don't like fights. I don't like anything standing out. Like I like to be a peacemaker and make sure of that stuff. Like other things, like with other people, I'm not that way. So that's where I'm not the full wing 9. What would you go for, Rock?
I think I'd go with a 8.
To be more assertive?
No. Yes! 8s are the worst.
8s are the best.
3. I would go with a full on 3.
Why?
Because when a 9 is healthy, which is what I am, when a 9 is very healthy, they go to a 3.
Right.
And 3s tend to be the charmer. They don't mind being the center of attention, right, all the stuff. They can just make friends with a brick wall. But they also have this characteristic of keeping goals, always achieving to something better and better. Like they never settle for lackluster.
Do you feel that you settle sometimes in life because you're afraid of taking chances, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Also because of laziness too, because I have.
Full disclosure, I'm pretty lazy.
Well, because a 9 is known for slothfulness and putting things off.
Yeah.
And I can definitely do that.
Oh, sure.
But I think a 3, because of the healthy side of the 3, I have those tendencies. So I see them.
Yeah.
But I wish I could just get even more of the 3.
Yeah, more consistently.
Yeah, exactly.
Gavin, you don't do a whole lot of Enneagram, so.
No, but even just based off of, because I don't know deep dive stuff, but if you're just going based on the name, I think I wouldn't mind being a 1, like a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. I'm not by nature a perfectionist. I have to like work hard to
do that,
to want to be perfect, because I think I do lean more towards, that's good,
close
good
enough.
Yeah. I think I lean towards
I've seen
that,
your
but
work.
I mean, he is here.
I'm trying.
So take that, Wally.
Yeah, well, you settled and ended up here too, Rock. So.
I know, so take that, Wally.
We all worked our way to the middle, didn't we?
But I'd love to naturally feel like a perfectionist.
Sure.
So I'd love to not have to work towards that, because that's what I think, again, I think that's best for, being here at work.
Yeah.
I'd rather not have to have that be another part of, and I don't know if I sit there and think, I gotta be a perfectionist, try harder, but like, I do think it's not natural.
The perfectionist comes with a cost. Oh my gosh. Like, because this is where, like, I'm not a wing, like, I'm not a 9 with a wing 1, but I definitely have a perfectionist side to me where I want everything to be great.
Yeah.
I want everything we touch to be good. And then, like, even when I left that, we were talking earlier about going in and doing that voice work where they were just throwing concepts at me. As I was driving home, I was replaying the whole thing in my head. And I'm like, I could have said this. I could have done this. I could have done this much better if I just had 5 minutes to think. And
I wonder if, though, that is a part of your 8, because it's a want for control.
Maybe. Because, I definitely want things perfect. And there's a cost that comes with that, of either time to get it there or relationships.
Or never happy.
Yeah, or very, very good on point, Rock. Never happy because you didn't get it to where you wanted it to be and you got it close, and close isn't good enough, kind of thing. So,
but if you had to pick a 2nd... I think I would be okay with the 9.
Yeah.
I'm good with being 9.
Yeah. Because, nines are great people to have in companies, because they do help keep the peace.
Mm-hmm.
And
they can
see
all the sides to everybody's situation.
And it's a good, healthy perspective, but then you also don't want a 9 running things.
No.
Because, they're good at the perspective, but they're not good at the decision, especially if that decision is a hard decision that comes with a cost, because that's where you need somebody that's wired differently for that. But
you also need a healthy...
Yeah, to balance out the person that doesn't care about the cost.
Hence why.
Exactly. No, I think that's true about life. I think that, honestly, we all have aspects of us, and we have other people that complete us in essence, you know, not to be too Jerry Maguire, you know, you complete me. But it's true because we don't, not one person is great at everything. And so that's why working in teams is good, because people bring out parts of you and make you better, or they remind you of parts that you're deficient at to then let them run with, you know, and stuff. Like I used to let Zach be the liaison between the show stuff and management when I was struggling with them, because he would say things in a better way. We'd want the same thing, but he would phrase it better than me. I would just go right at you, and he would come along in a problem solving way, you know? And so that's yeah. And so, yeah, I need you guys. Because you know what? We're all in this together.
In the heights.
Anyway, all right, I think that's going to do it for your aftercast for today. Woo! We got verbose, 39 minutes. Enjoy that. And thanks for being a potty.